Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Tzadi Dalet, mitzvah 494, as we continue with the last one of a set, as we mentioned yesterday, from the Svarno, the three of a set. The third one of the set today is the Isser D'Oraisa of being makriv, a Baal Mum Over, an animal that has a Baal Mum, but a temporary Mum, not a permanent Mum. We know the Gemara tells us at the beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin that there were certain types of people that were appointed. You got smicha to specifically know about mumin. What were mum kavuas? What were mum overs? And it was very important to know that for the karban bechor, for the bechor, because if a bechor gets a mum kavua, so then it becomes chulin, and the kohen, you can do whatever you want with it. But if it has a mum over, then it is not good enough. So the Torah tells us, if it has a mum over, then I'm not allowed to give it as a karban. Lo sizmach l'Hashem alokecha shor vaseh, the Torah tells us, you're not allowed to be makrif to Hashem, a shor or a seh, asher yiebo mum, kol davar ra. Anything bad, anything ra. Why? Ki soavas Hashem alokecha hu. It is a toeva, it is an abomination. This is another one. We've had about seven or eight mitzvos that are called a to'eva by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah Zarah is called a to'eva, and most of the time we pointed out that the Avera is called the to'eva, not the person involved. The Avera. See here too, to'avat Hashem v'lekecha hu, it is being makriv, a animal with a Baal Mum, it is a to'eva. We had this by, we will have this by not keeping proper weights and measures. That's called to'eva. Mishkav Zachar is called an act of to'eva. There are various other isurim that are related. But that's the isur, not to sacrifice a shor aseh that has a mum, even a mum over. We'll get back to how else to understand the pasuk, like Rashi does soon. But this mitzvah has to be seen in light of all the mitzvahs. If you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, as we know, has clusters and groups of mitzvos, not like the Chinuch, which is in the set order of the Parsha. So the Rambam has a cluster of mitzvos. There are eight mitzvos, actually seven mitzvos in a row. Lo saseh, Tzadi Aleph through Tzadi Zayin, all about Ba'alei Mumin. So most of them we have done already. In Mitzvah Tzadi Aleph, we are not allowed to be Makdish a Baal Mum. Mitzvah Tzadi Beis, we're not allowed to Shecht a Baal Mum L'Shem Karban. Tzadi Gimel, we're not allowed to do Zrikas Hadam of a Baal Mum. We did all these in Parshas Emor. Tzadi Dalet, we're not allowed to be Maktir the Fat, the Emurim of a Baal Mum. Finally, Tzadi Hey, that is today's Shehiz Hiranu Mehakriv Baal Mum Over. We're not allowed to be Makriv a Baal Mum Over. Tzadi Vav, we're not allowed to be Makriv even a carbon of a non-Jew when it has a Mum. So all of those are specific Baal Mum Isurim. What's amazing is that the Rambam counts this, and the Chinuch follows him, as a separate Isur D'Oraisa. And we'll see who argues on that. But let's just see the Chinuch right now. Shenimnanu Shlo Nakriv Bekarban Mi Behema Sheyeh Ba Mum. We are not allowed to be Makriv a carbon which has a mum, v'afiluhu mum over, even if it is a temporary mum. V'yalzeh ne'emar lo sisbach l'Hashem alokecha shor v'aseh sher yirbo mum v'nispa'er b'sifri shebal mum over akasim edaber. So that's what we talk about. Says the Ramban, not quoted here, the Chinuch doesn't quote him, but the Ramban in his commentary on Sefer HaMitzvah says, why would you count this as a separate Aveira? There's an Aveira. We had in Parshas Emor already to be makriv a Baal Mum. So a separate Aveira of Baal Mum over, a temporary mum, says the Ramban, that's not a separate mitzvah. I agree with the other pshat of the pasuk, which we didn't get to yet. But the Ramban argues on the Rambam here. V'gam bazeh ani omer, says the Ramban, sha'meniyah b'mum kavua v'over lavecha timoneh. It's one mitzvah. Sha'kasiv marbe v'holech ad sha'oser kol mum. You can't be makriv an animal with a baal mum. Bein kavua bein over. V'gam balav arisho nisrabu. When the Chazal include it, they're not including it to be a separate Isser. They're including it to be included in this is also called a Baal Mum. Even if in 2 weeks from now, in a month from now, it's going to be worked out, you're going to be able to save this animal. But still, we say it is a Baal Mum and it is Usser. Then he quotes, that's how you have to understand the Gemaras. The Rechaim HaKadosh here on the Pasuk says that this even includes an animal which is going, let's say an animal is sick and it doesn't have a mum now, but it will have a mum because its limb is omed to be amputated. That also is called a Baal Mum, even if it's not a Baal Mum right now. That is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on our pasuk, even if it's going to be. But that's also included. Either way, this is a Baal Mum, and the Ramban again says it is not it is not counted as a separate mitzvah, but the Rambam and the Chinuch do. Misharshi a mitzvah, says the Chinuch now, getting into the hashkaf of the mitzvah. Kasafti b'seder emar ala kohanim. Look what I wrote back in Parshas Emar, because I'm not going to repeat it. I already had five mitzvahs related to the halachas of Baal Mum. So it behooves us to review that if we don't remember everything that the Chinuch said in Parshas Emar. If you look back in mitzvah, Reish Pei Vav, there's another mitzvah, not only the los azeis. There's a mitzvah sasei de oraisa, to be makriv a karbon when it is not a balmum, when it's a tam. Tamim yihiyel ratzon. So when I bring a karbon, I'm not only fulfilling the mitzvah of that specific karbon, but I'm fulfilling the mitzvah to bring a tam. Shorish a mitzvah nigla. What's the shorish? What's the message of the mitzvah? Of not bringing a balmum, of bringing a karbon tamim, imashi hikdamnu lamala, what we wrote above, beinyan karbanos al tzad apshat, as we know, karbanos are meant to give us messages, shehem la orer, ulechavein, machsheves b'nei ish, El Hashem Baruch Hu. They are to awaken and to be mechavein my thoughts to Hashem. A carbon, like the Ramban writes in Parshas Vayikra. I see the blood spilled and I should think my blood. I see shechita and I should think I'm nishchat. Ki ha'adam mispael b'koach ma'asav. We are affected by what we do. If we're able to give an inferior carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, then that will affect me. And I won't have the proper trepidation and the proper kavod for the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, I'll give this inferior one. Right? That's what the reason, obviously, behind giving a baal mum. Okay, roy, I'll call panim lios a carbon belimum. Ki mezimos ben adam lo yanuchov lo yispashtu b'mina pachos v'chashuv. We are most inspired by giving the best. Giving the best. And even if something is, you might say you give a huge cow, but if it has a mum, it has a mum, even if it's worth a lot. Still, there are rules. It has to be perfect in the eyes of the halacha. So again, the mitzvah say to give a tamim, and a losa say not to give all of these avodos relating to ba'alei mumin, not to be zorig, not to be shochin, not to be maktir. All of them are the same issue. One is not allowed to make a baal mum either. We have that issue too. To be matal mum b'kachim, that itself is usur as well. So again, that's the message of mumin. The one interesting thing is that the Rambam and the Chinuch Shita is that they count this as a separate mitzvah. Baal mum over. So is that just a drusha issue? It's the same idea. Or is it saying that even if something's going to get better, Torah and the Beis HaMikdash has such a high standard that even if in 2 weeks from now this isn't going to be a mum, even that is a separate issur d'oraisa. You have to realize what the standards are for the Beis HaMikdash and for karbanos that you have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Beis HaMikdash. Good. So, midini ha-mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Kagon. Hachilukim sha'amru. Chazal say the differences. Shehein bibehema. Be'mum kavua levum over. Between a mum kavua, a permanent mum, and a mum over. As we mentioned, you had to be expert. Rebbe is quoted in the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin that he went to a farm for 18 months to learn Hilchas Mumim. And he spent a lot of time because it was important to know, to be Matir Bechoros. He had to know exactly what to paskin in each case. Rabbi or Rav, I don't remember exactly the personality who it was. Shekol behema sheish b'mum kavua niftes v'gam mitzvah zaseh leftosa, because any animal that has a mum kavua is redeemed from the, it's not a carbon anymore, and therefore you redeem it, and there's an isser of giza v'avoda, as we've had, right, by its psuli hamukdashin, but it is redeemed, and we redeem it, and we're allowed to eat it. V'im yeish b'mum over, but if it's a temporary mum, then you're stuck. Lo karva, you cannot be makrovit yet, because it has a mum, below niftes, but it can't be redeemed yet, because it's not a mum kavua. Ela mamtina la acha tisrape, o acha tistaev. You have to wait, either one of the extremes, either it gets better, or if it gets a mum kavua. So that is the, by a mum over, you have to just wait and see. To wait and see what happens in terms of the carbon. Good. What happens, let's say, if you hold like the Ramban? The Ramban says that I don't think this is a separate isser. So the question is, what is this pasuk teaching me? There's another chazal. And for that, we have to see Rashi. There's another chazal, a totally different halacha that's learned out from this pasuk. Again, the pasuk just says, don't be makriv something, asher yebo mum. And then it says, kol davara. So the way the Rambam and the Chinuch understand that is that kol davara means even a baal mum over. Kol davara. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi quotes what the Ramban holds. What does it mean, kol davara? Azhara l'mefagel b'kachim. Al yidei dibur ra. Davara means dibur ra. That's an iser on a kohen to create pigle. What's pigle? We discussed this at length earlier in Sefer Vayikra, where we have many contexts and many psukim about pigol, and there's a lot of Torah Shabbat Peh about pigol. So there's an iser, if a kohen is mefagel, a kohen thinks during shechita that he's going to do the zrika, or he's going to eat the karbon la'achar zmano, so that creates pigol. It's an iser da'araisa to do that, and if I eat that pigol, then I am chayiv karis. That pigol hulo yiratza, it passels the karbon. And a kohen is the one that has the power to do that. Kol davara. Azhara, says Rashi, l'mafaga b'kachim, alide dibu ravo, nidrashu bo shara drashas b'shechitas kachim. That is what Rashi holds. Who holds like Rashi? The Ramban. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban, though he argued with the Rambam, he knocked this one out. This isn't a separate one, but he adds in another one. As we know, everybody agrees to the 613. The Ramban, in the Lavin that he adds, in Lo Sase Dallas, that's what he says. Shenimnanu milishchot akachim almanas lechol b'saram olizrog damam olhakter chalbam chuslim kamam v'chuslis manam. The iser daraisa of being mefagel. A kohen, if a kohen is mefagel b'kachim, that he thinks chutzlis mano, chutzlim komo even, which is not exactly pigol, but it's pasul, so then he violates an isadar isa. V'chen ha-shochet chatas b'darom, or let's say you do something else wrong. Why would a kohen do this? He's upset at the Bailim, whatever, the Bailim didn't give him truma last week, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what reason. So, it's isadar isa. Let's say he shechs the carbon, which is kachik kachim, on the south side of the Mizbeach. Not on the north side, how it's supposed to be. That's also included. Over v'lav. That's what our pasuk means. Lo sizlach Hashem alkech asharva se'asher yirbo mum. V'chulom, we darshin all of these different elements regarding this iser. V'chei nisrabu v'bni azos. The Ramban continues. Also included in this is giving other types of pasul karbanos. A roveya, a nirba, an animal that had a relationship with a person. V'kilayim, v'trefa. Anytime you give a pasul karbon, besides a balmum karbon, any other type of psul is included in this iser. And the Rambam doesn't have a separate iser. That's their, maybe they're all different types of Baali mumin. But either way, that is the Ramban right here. And the Rambam doesn't count that as a separate one. The Megillas Esther says, no, this is included in all the other, the Rambam doesn't count that as a separate one because it's included in all of the other mitzvahs. But this is usser. So if a kohen does that, let's speak about that for a minute. If a kohen is mefagel a karbon, what is the halacha? He ruins the karbon. Even though, you know, he's a bad guy, but he accomplished ruining the karbon. The Rambam has an amazing lashon. The Rambam in Perek Yud Ches of Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashin, the Rambam says, "Kol hamachashiv machshava she'ina nechona b'kachim, anyone who has an improper thought by a karbon, hariza over below saseh, shari omer lo yechashiv." That's not our pasuk, because we said the Rambam learned something different from our pasuk about Bamu over. But he says it's still Asa Daraisa. You are not allowed to be mafsid. Not only could I not go over to a carbon and cut off its ear. That's an isser of being matul mumbakachim. But amazingly, the Rambam says, if I'm a fagel a carbon, I think pigle, I think a wrong thought, and that passels the carbon. That's just like cutting off its ear. That's being matzil mum b'kachim. A physical mum or a spiritual mum, it doesn't matter. Says the Rambam, kol karbon shenemar shehu. Pause. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Mipi Ashmu Alamdu shebechlal din zeh shlo yafzer akachim b'machshava shahari zedome lamato mum b'kachim. That's mato mum. V'yafal pikein eino loke she'ein ha'machshava ma'isa. You're not going to get malchus for that because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, right? It was all b'machshava. But still, says the Rambam clearly that that is an issu daraisa having a machshava she'ein nechona on this carbon and one that passeled the carbon. There is a general machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in a few places in Shas regarding a number of halachas, including here. We see a kohen is mefagel the carbon. We say a kohen has an improper thought. Does a kohen have to just think it? That's it? Does he have to say anything? Or does he have to, even thinking it is enough? So if you look at Rashi, what did Rashi say on our pasuk? It's learned out from the word kol davara. So Rashi says, "Asrul mafagel b'kachim, I de dibura." So that is a general machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos argue about this in the end of Hamafkin, where there's a machlokas relating to shlichus yad. If I have an object of somebody's and I think I plan on using it, I'm supposed to be a shomer. I plan on using it. Did I do anything wrong yet? Right, b'mitzia, the end of Hamafkin. So the good language of the Mishnah is hachoshev l'shloach yad. If you think about it, says Tosfos, hach machshava havi dibur. No, it really means if you said it. V'chein pigol. Pigel is not belave. If I think it, I didn't do anything. I have to say it. So this is a machlokas that comes up in a few places in Shas, Lishitasam, that some Rishonim say it's pure machshava, Tosfos, and a few places say it always means deeper. But this is the halacha. If a Kohen is mefagel a karban, he violates an Issa Daraisa. There's a fascinating question that Rav Yosef Engel deals with. This has come up in the past one or two times, and that is, there is a shita in Zvachim, on Daf Mem Zayin. There's a shita that says, Bailim also have the power to be mefagel. The owner, not only could the Kohen think chutz lizmano, but the Bailim could also think chutz lizmano. Okay, so that's a wonderful sheet of the Tanoim. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote an entire sefer called Gvura Shmonim. What's Gvura Shmonim? He asked a question on that sheet with 80 answers. That's the whole sefer, 80 answers. What's the kasha? His kasha is, if the Bailim themselves could be mefagel the karban, so then how is there ever an Isha Sota? Why? Because the woman knows that if this is a kosher karban, so then if she drinks it and she's guilty, she's going to blow up. No problem. Every time that a woman brings, if she knows a little halacha, she'll think she'll be mefagel the karban. So the karban will end up being a pasul karban, and mamela, there won't be any kosher karban sota, and then it'll never work. That's his kasha, 80 answers, a whole sefer gevurah shmonim. Right, that's the godless of. And then there's another sefer called Shivan Panam Torah, another question with 70 answers. That's the Rav Yosef Engel, one of the greats from almost about 100 years ago. Anyway, so getting back to our case, so we have a machlokes rishonim here, what our pasuk is referring to. Is it referring to being makriv a balmum over, which is the Rambam and the Chinuch, and that's what is counted as the mitzvah, or is it referring to pigel, referring to being mefagel b'kadshim? There's one more point related to pigel, because that's what many rishonim say here, and that is, there is a very interesting rashi in the beginning of Baba Kama. Right, it has to do with us. Right, Rashi and Baba Kama says the list in the beginning of Baba Kama, we have all of the Avos Nezikin, as we know. We have the four, and then on Dav Dalet Amud Beis, we have other lists. We have Rav Oshia has 13 Avos Nezikin, and then we have Reb Chiya who has 24 Avos Nezikin. And what are the 24 Avos Nezikin? The Gemara goes through, and one of them is called Mefagel. Mefagel. That's an Avanezek. That's damaging. Rashi, on that word mefagel in the Gemara, Baba Kama Daf Hey, quotes, what does it mean mefagel? So if I was writing Rashi, you were writing, right, what would you say? Mefagel means if a Kohen thought to eat or do the Zrika Chutz Lizmano. For some reason, Rashi does not say that. And this is much discussed by the Brisker Rav and by the Pnei Yeshua there. Rashi says, Kohen sheshachat karbono shel Yisrael chatas l'shum shlamim. If the Kohen messes up with which carbon it is, de'ena carbon ole lechovas bailov etzarech acher. The Kohen thinks it's a chatos and says chatos and makes it a shlamim, or vice versa, or some other case. And the problem with Rashi is that's called a different problem, psul. That's called a machshava shelo lishma. The first Mishnah in Zvachim discusses if a Kohen thinks about the wrong carbon. That's not pigol. Pigol is described in the Torah. If you have a kavana chutz lezmano, not a different carbon. So it's a major mystery why Rashi, where it's talking about the Avos Nezikin, and if a Kohen is mefaga the carbon, he's mazik. He's mazik the owner. He ruins the owner's carbon. Why doesn't just Rashi say regular pigel? Why does he say, he bends over backwards, no, it's talking about a case of chutz lizmano? So this is a discussion in the Pnei Yoshua, there on that Rashi on Daf Hey, trying to figure out what's the difference, why regular pigel wouldn't be considered a Av Hanezek. Again, which relates to our Isser, because according to some Rishonim, the Ramban, and others, today's Isser is the Isser Daraisa of a Kohen being Mefagel B'Kachim. It is what we call Hezek She'eno Nikar, as the Gemara says elsewhere, right? You can't see the damage, not like you broke his headlight, but it's still Hezek. It's still called Hezek in the sources. Okay, one or two other points. That is number one. The Minchas Chinuch says in Oz Gimel, as he says in many places. Remember, Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chav says that when you give hasra'a for an avera, you have to quote the pasuk. That's what Rashi says in Shavuos Daf Chav. And the Minchas Chinuch loves that Rashi because whenever there's a nafkamina about hasra'a, he quotes that Rashi. What does Rashi say? You have to quote the pasuk. So he says that's a big nafkamina in Rishonim. Which pasuk, if somebody's being makrav a balmum over, and you want to give him malchus beforehand, so which pasuk do you quote? According to the Rambam, you quote this pasuk. According to the Chinuch, you quote this pasuk. According to the Ramban, you don't quote this pasuk, because the pasuk in Parshas Emor by mum kavua. What happens according to the Rambam if you quote the other pasuk? If you quote the pasuk about a mum over and not a mum kavua, not a mum over. So that is a question. He's not sure about that. Would the Rambam allow you to quote the pasuk about mum kavua? when he is about to bring a mum over? So that's a question, number one. The other issue to mention, remember, by whenever Baal Mum comes up, it's always good to remember the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, because that, at root, ended up being a Baal Mum discussion. Remember when he wasn't invited to the party, and he goes to try to make the emperor get mad at the Jews, and on the way, he makes a mum. He makes a mum in the animal. Talks about what type of mum, dokin sheba'ayin, a mum that's a mum for us and not for the non-Jews, because it's a tiny little mum, but that whole story has to do with matel, right, matel mum bakachim, literally. And at the end of the story, we know that they did not kill him, and they were not makriv the karban, and it led to tragedy. And the Gemara ends off with the ambiguous line that the anava of Reb Zachariah ben Avkulis is what caused the churban bias, and it's not clear whether that was a good thing or not a good thing. It's a machlokas achronim. The Masilas Yesharim says it was not a good thing. Others say it was a good thing. But either way, that's a story that relates to Mumin in general, but it could be also even a Baal Mum Over would have been Asur D'Oraisa for us to bring. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's more, but we'll stop here. But so next time, we will continue with the Lo Sasser Mitzvos.